with me through most of it. And so I'd like to introduce them to y'all, starting with our bass player, who's in his 18th year of dog music. He started as a young lad from Pacifica, California, on the upright acoustic string bass, Mr. Jim Kerwin. On percussion, violin, mandolin, virtually anything he picks up, he turns into a Stradivarius. He's got two CDs of his own out. One is called Camp Town. It's a new spin on traditional fiddle music set against a pastiche of world beat rhythmic patterns. And his latest CD, which defies description. It's in the neo-traditional idiom of Americana. It's part of the fabric of country, rock, bluegrass. I don't know how you describe it, but it's simply called Mo Joe. And this is Mo Joe Craven. Joe's been in the band about 15 years now, and so is this next fella. He came in about 2 weeks after Joe. He plays the flute, bass flute, occasional percussion, and he has a couple of CD projects of his own. One is called the Headwaters Project, which he produced that raises money for the California redwood trees. And he also has one that raises money for his family called Flute Jazz. On the acoustic disc label. Please welcome from San Anselmo, California, Mr. Flute Jazz, Matt Eckel. Now, you know, bluegrass is from down south. Everybody knows that. But our guitar player comes from way down south. Cordoba, Argentina, to be exact. The Man with the Latin Touch, which is the name of one of his three CDs. Another is Solos from South America. Beautiful, sensuous, romantic, passionate solo guitar music. And his latest project, Intimo, which he did with his lovely wife, Yolanda Aranda, who's a fantastic singer. One voice, one guitar, one man, one woman. Intimo. No bedroom should be without any of his CDs. The Man with the Latin Touch, Enrique Coria.